good evening, good morning, good day. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Success Formula podcast, where we'll be getting down to earth with real entrepreneurs who work hard and know that success is more than just a mindset, because it takes blood, guts, and a bucket full of luck to survive and thrive in the world of business today. And in this episode, I'm speaking with Collins Elissiro. Actually, Collins, you're going to tell me that's completely wrong, aren't you? I'm sure I pronounced it wrong. How do you actually pronounce it?
You pronounced it very well.
I did. Oh my God, that's amazing. Collins is the founder and CEO of Crystal Links Investment Services Limited, a company he single-handedly established without any initial capital, and which has now become a fast-growing company in the UK with a head office in London, several other subsidiaries around the globe. He also runs a fashion label, Stylox Wears, and is the author of best-selling book, A Guide to Tuition-Free Education Abroad, in brackets, How to Study Abroad for Free. So Collins, welcome to the show!
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Honestly, those introductions, they're getting crazier and crazier. First of all, we always say the same questions. And how did you get your first customer? Well, first of all, when did you start up in business?
Oh, well, my business, it's been preconceived, you know, in my mind, because right from ages ago, like when I was younger, I've always known I was gonna be a business. I wanted to do business, you know. I've always loved independence, like, you know, having my own thing, growing my business. And I think I would say the person that inspired me most then was my dad. You know, seeing how he runs his business, how he doesn't have to wake up early in the morning, go to work and stuff. You know, he just got people working for him, and you know, him living a free life, having time for his kids, you know, because we're always around him. So he was, you know, he was really the person that inspired me into going into business. And then before I started my business, I've already known what kind of business I wanted to go into. Like, if you check all my companies, these are the things I actually wanted to go, you know, the sort of business I've actually really wanted to go into. Because before I started them, I kind of researched to know where the problem is, because I like my own ideology of business. It's not really about going into business to make money. It's about finding solution, you know, looking into what exactly is the problem in the market and finding solution to it, helping people, you know, live their life that way, you also make your money. And then that's pretty much what I came up with, you know. Like you earlier mentioned, I started my business with nothing. So after university, because I went into university to study business management in order to gain more business experience, business knowledge. And immediately I finished uni. I think that was in 2015, I graduated. And the next month I restarted a company, and that was how I started building up to date.
So how did you get your first customer?
My first customer, I would say, was a referral, you know, through a friend that knew what I was actually up to, knew what I was doing. And then the first company that started in operation was Crystal Link Properties here in the UK. And then the referral happens to come from someone, you know, back home in Nigeria. He was coming here to study, to go into university to study. And then he wanted me to help him get accommodation, which is one of the things we actually do, because of, I also help students to get admission into universities overseas, you know, whichever country. But this time it happens that I did not help this young man to get admission, but I happened to help him get his first accommodation in the UK. And then he was quite pleased, you know, when he came to the UK, and then seeing the kind of accommodation I got him, and it was just what he wanted, because it suited his budget at the time. And then going into the accommodation, meeting the sort of people he met, and the environment, he was really, really pleased. And ever since then, he was actually my first loyal customer. Like, you know, he introduced me to other several people, students coming from Nigeria, and also students here in the UK that needed help with the accommodation. So I kind of, you know, help a lot more people through just one personal guy.
And so, is that how you then got into the tuition side of it?
Is it helping students get admission in universities abroad?
Yeah.
Not really. Actually, I started a business alongside Crystal's Property, because first thing I actually went into was Crystal's Education, helping students get admission to travel abroad to study. But I was thinking that I could do much more than that, because these students, most of them don't know anyone, you know, in the country they're going into to study, and then they will need help such as accommodation, and then, you know, getting a job and other things as well down there. And one of my ethos, my company ethos, you know, one of the things we like to do is to actually help clients, you know, beyond actually create that relationship of existing that we kind of, you know, continue. And then most of our returning clients has been through referrals of other clients that we've helped in the past, you know, whom I've worked pleased with, or we provided them with. So I was thinking if I could actually, you know, do something that can actually complement Chris's education, which is helping these students as well get accommodation, mm-hmm. and also helping other people as well get accommodation here, because I found out that it's one of the things that people really need help with. And that was how I came up with Chris's Property. But before Chris's Property, Chris's Education has been in existence. You know, I that was the first one I started before Chris's Property. And well, it happens that Chris's Property was where I actually got my first clients, you know, before the educational side of it.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So the second question is, what has been your biggest mental challenge that you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur?
Wow. Well, there has been so many challenges, faced. I came across growing this company, because this company was started by me, you know, personally. Like you mentioned earlier on, I started this company without any initial investment or capital. You know, it's something actually built from scratch, and then being the main head to the business, everything, all the decision making, recruitment, marketing, everything was down to me, you know, to make. And it kind of took my time. I had to kind of put in everything I've got into it. And at the same time, I had in mind of working with other people that would also understand the values the vision of Chrysalis. People that are, you know, will come in not just to make money, you know, but to also grow the company to the, you know, to the stage where I want, you know, to the stage where I wanted to go to. So I believe one of the challenges I had then was actually recruitment, you know, because most of the people that came on board were just there to actually feed their pocket, you know, what they could get out of me and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we weren't making progress. But little people, later on at some point, I actually started getting motivated workers, people that actually saw the company, saw the opportunities, understood me, understood the vision. They came in, put in their all, regardless of the fact they're still making money for me, but they actually are the ones that, you know, I would attribute the success to of Crystal Links to, because my workers, because of these other guys that really motivated. They came in and are working with me today to actually grow the company, make it, the company it is today.
So this might link into this next question then, which is, if you had to start all over again from scratch, what's the one thing that you would do differently?
I would say, you know, the mistakes I made, there were so many mistakes I actually made, and which I learned from growing this company. And which is one of the things I mentioned earlier on about getting the right people to work with, mm-hmm. you know, because the people I got in the past were the wrong ones, and they kind of ended wasting the time, you know, like it got to a point I was looking at the company like something that is not really progressing, like I got stuck in the middle, you know, like running around the circle, and I wasn't actually going nowhere. But my determination, my, you know, the vision, the it was really kept me going, because I knew what this company was gonna. I saw some potentials in it. I actually believed in it. You know, I would say the stuff I would do differently is actually looking into hiring or working with the best people, because when you get the best staff or workers for your company, you're actually gonna excel. They are the ones actually that will push your company to the greatest height.
Do you know, if anyone is listening to this and who's listened to the three previous podcasts, which it isn't even out yet as we're recording this, but you'll know, you'll be chuckling, because all four entrepreneurs I've interviewed now have said the same thing for this one. How interesting is that? That's amazing, isn't it? All about recruitment. Yeah, isn't it? I think there's a theme running through this one. Okay, so the next question is, what is the one piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur starting out today? Maybe they're in college now doing an MBA or doing some sort of business degree. What's the one piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur starting out in the current climate, today's current climate?
Well, I like the way you put it, today's current climate, you know, really. Actually, it's really easier to make money today than it was years ago. You know, the internet has made it possible, really, very easy for people actually to start off a business and actually grow it, you know, from nothing, from really nothing. When I tell people that I started Chrislink's investment services with nothing, no initial capital, therefore I was joking, but it's really possible. What I would say is just determination. If you determine and also motivated, you know, you know your end goal, you know where you're going, just keep focused. Because something that happens to young entrepreneurs is that when things are not really working to their favor, they're not seeing progress, they kind of deviate from the goal. You know, they get motivated, and then before you know it, the whole dreams crash it. Yeah? But if you actually keep that in your mind, you know, because it got to a point I almost gave up. Like, you know, I was really happy with what's going on. How things are really moving, and then it was, you know, it's really, really demotivating, really. But what kept me going was just that end goal in mind, you know, because I knew where I was going. I had faith in, you know, what I was doing in the company. I had invest my all in it, putting my time, dedication, and stuff, and here I am today, you know, still waxing strong. So I would say determination, be motivated, and, you know, keep pushing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you. Now, can you remember the best piece of advice that was given to you by somebody else? And if you can name them, great. If you can't, then don't worry. But what was the best piece of advice given to you? Could have been by your dad, by someone else with regards to business. Or life, actually. I mean, anything was just the best piece of advice.
Well, you know, when I started off initially, there was this entrepreneur I was following. Like, I, you know, I was listening to many of his teaching, and his name is John Lee, the CEO of Weldragons, based here in the UK. One of his seminars I attended, one of the things I actually took from him, he said, there was this quote he mentioned. He said, if you want success, you have to want like the way you want air to breathe. You know, you have to want it, because if you don't really want success, if you don't really want what you're actually working up towards for, and then you don't want it as much, you'll give up. But if you want it as much as you want the air, that's the only thing that'll keep you going. You know, it will keep you breathing, because you want to grab as much air as you want. You know, you're gonna keep pushing forward. So this thing that have, you know, kept me going, really. Being focused, dedication, keep pushing, never deviate from the goal.
I like that. That's really good. Okay, so here's a slightly more tricky question now. If you were in charge of either UK business, or I'm actually going to extend this to Nigeria business. So if you're in charge of, if you were the business minister in the UK or Nigeria, what legislation would you introduce to help entrepreneurs and business owners?
Well, that's quite a tricky one. I never thought of that, really, of becoming a minister of business. To answer that, you know, with the my own ideology or, you know, own views on today's market, I would say, I believe there's been a lot that has been done so far regarding regulating the internet, because actually internet is something that actually, you know, globalization is something that actually has made it possible for people these days, you know, to really get somewhere. It's, you know, so many people have been made millionaires through that, and I like the way that they've started regulating the internet right now. You know, it's all being looked into by the government, and then they're doing a good job in that aspect. And I would say they should introduce more of business or entrepreneurship from curriculum into schools, you know, where you teach students about entrepreneurship, not only about career-wise. You know, students have to know that they can actually start a business or, you know, be a boss of their own, employ their people. But a lot of things I learned while I was in uni, while in school, was different from what I'm actually doing now, because they did not, you know, the end goal then was you're studying to become a lawyer or a doctor or stuff like that, and then you just have to stick to that goal. Once you graduate, you know, that's where your focus lies. And then what happens when you graduate and there is no job? You apply for so many jobs, you don't even, you know, get the job you've always dreamed of becoming, maybe like a doctor or something like that. So what happens, you know, you have to actually look for other means. But most people that don't know really about entrepreneurship or as a business, get stuck really, because they don't know what else they could do. They'll just still keep roaming around looking for job and stuff like that. So I would say they should do something about the curriculums, you know, taught in schools to kids these days.
Definitely. I mean, it's incredible that, you know, there's no teaching how to read a balance sheet. There's no teaching about, you know, what cash flow forecast is. I mean, they just don't teach it. And yet it's just something that everybody needs to know about anyway, even if it's a household budget. Okay, this is penultimate question. What are your plans for the future, and how do you plan to grow your business either globally or in the UK or Nigeria? So just tell me about your plans for the future.
Well, Crystalinks, the idea or the idea of the company, or what, you know, the end goal, the main goal is, you know, to make it as global as possible. We begin to develop offices around the world. Like we've just recently opened an office based in Ghana, and also we already have one in Nigeria. And also I want to also go into opening offices more in, you know, other countries, like both in Europe and more in Africa, because wherever I know I can actually help more people or see that the business could thrive. So that's really main goal, because is the company is a multinational company, and then being a conglomerate, I believe that being in different countries as well, we help to grow the business, the company.
Fantastic, because I know that you're passionate about education as well, and some of the work you're doing in education is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to put the links to all of your contacts below, but just one last question before we go. What's your favorite business book and why?
Well, I say is a book by... I'm just trying to remember again. It's just by Carnegie. I've got just with me. How to influence people, you know, how to make friends, win friends, and influence people, really.
That's the second book that's being recommended.
Time, you know, and I love it. And another book as well is Rich Dad Poor Dad. This is something that actually started me off in business line, really. Rich Dad Poor Dad. That's another second book I love, because this is really what actually put me on the right, you know, to becoming an entrepreneur.
Fantastic. Collins, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. How can people reach out to you? How can people contact you?
You can reach out to me through my website, collinslsero.com, or through LinkedIn, and maybe Facebook page, my personal Facebook page as well. So, yeah, I think you've got a link. I think the best way to reach me will be through LinkedIn and through my website, because when you fill up the form, then I can actually reach out to the person.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much, Collins Alessiro. You've been wonderful. And thank you very much for taking the time to take this brief delve into the real lives of real entrepreneurs. Anyone listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, can I just ask you, share it with anyone who you think works hard and would like us, as we're going out on both channels. And if you're going to like us, you might as well hit the subscribe button as well. And if you'd like to take part in the show, simply drop me an email at damien@rethinkingbusiness.biz, and we can have a chat. And as you may not know, Collins, every guest on this show receives a complimentary copy of my online course by the same name, The Entrepreneur Success Formula, worth a whopping $295. Now, you didn't even know you were getting that. So there you go. There's a gift from me to you. And here's to your own success. And thank you once again, Collins. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Thanks, Damien. Cheers. Bye.